Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show underway at 9:19, brought to you by Refreshment Services Pepsi Harvest Ridge Coffee. Delicious, delicious coffee. The beans are always hand-roasted, delivered fresh to you to assure a rich, sophisticated, delicious coffee experience. Get it at your office. Get it at your home, which is always wonderful. Or just drive around town, find a convenience store that serves Harvest Ridge, and make it your new favorite spot. We are going to talk about art things today on the Arts Beat from Arts Quincy. Laura Sievert joins me today. Something that I think is really exciting. I always say I'm going to go, and I never get around to it. But, I mean, it's like everything else. There's so much to do in Quincy. But the American Association of University Women has a speakers series, and it's absolutely free of charge for people to go to. And this one is going to be this Saturday, September 28th, 11 a.m. at 1515 Main Street. That is the Lorenzo Bull home. And Ryan Roberts, the executive director of the YWCA, is going to present on empowering women in our area. And by golly, I mean, and then the next month, October 26th, is Kevin Crummell, which they'll also talk about housing solutions. So housing needs are big. And for the next 2 months, the American Association of University Women is going to be talking about that.
That's right. You know, the AAUW is a terrific organization. I spoke there, it was like this spring, I guess, late spring, early summer, and just a really engaged group of female leaders from throughout the community. It's a great group to get involved with. They have dues, but I want to say it's like $15 a year or something like that. It's fairly reasonable to be a part of this group. And then you're going to hear a whole entire series of terrific speakers year-round, so one Saturday a month. Like you said, this Saturday, Ryan Roberts from the YWCA will be presenting his program there at the Lorenzo Bull House. It starts at 10:15, and then they have a business meeting first, and then the program starts at 11. But they always welcome guests, especially if you're interested in learning something about the group as well. Recommend checking them out. And it's a great time to see the house, too, because they've been doing some of the work there at the Lorenzo Bull House and getting people more in the doors there. And I think that's a terrific use of the space. And then, like you said, in October, the next speaker will be Kevin Crummell from the Quincy Housing Solutions with Lisa Wagoda from Safe and Livable Housing Committee here in town that are doing some great work to ensure that people have minimum standard housing and better, and encourage folks to take care of their places and figure out how to be good tenants as well.
That is so true. I mean, it's a double-edged sword. You have to be a good tenant, or landlords don't want to rent to you, and landlords need to be kept to a standard where they're not renting out substandard housing. And so there is a policy in Quincy. You can make a complaint about your landlord just by going down to City Hall or doing it online. So if you've got problems, get somebody to help you. And Ryan Roberts with the YWCA would be a great person to help advocate. Lisa Wagoda will go with you. These people are very hands-on when it comes to trying to improve housing stock in our area. So stop by Saturday, 11 o'clock, at the Lorenzo Bull Home, 1515 Main Street, and hear Ryan Roberts talk about empowering women. Again, the show starts at 11 o'clock, and it is free of charge. If you'd like to join the group and want to see what happens at their meetings, you can stop by earlier at 10:15. I don't think the treasurer's report will probably grab your attention, but you'll get to meet some nice ladies that are members of the AAUW, and they have male members now, too. It's not just university women. They have university men that are also members. We had the lovely Jane Paulette yesterday on, talking about the Quincy Symphony Orchestra season lineup. And we do want to talk about that. It's a whole season, and I never really did the math. They have 10 shows.
Mm-hmm.
The ticket is $70. That's $7 a show.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Wait a second. Let me give you even better math. It's not just $7 a show. If you're a new subscriber, it's $7 for a couple, because they're doing a buy one, get one free of new subscribers. I'm not a new subscriber, so that's not me, but let's just say it was. So you could get $7 a show, and then you can also bring your kids under 18 for free.
And if you're over 62, you can get in for $60, which is $6 a show.
So, yeah, so there's just, I mean, just really talk about value. I take my kids to the symphony all the time. I talk about how to do this, right? So people are like, especially when my kids were very small, you know, 3 and 4 years old, people would say, I can't believe you're taking them to the symphony. How are you doing that? Well, let me tell you. You know, when you've got an affordable ticket, you can take the chance that if you can only make it to intermission, that's okay. If they got exposed to the symphony, that's fabulous. I usually sit down by the cellos because, first of all, there's a door if I need to get out if my kids were being disruptive. But more importantly, cellos are really interesting for kids to watch. It's just a very, physical instrument. It's fun to watch. And then my other secret, Mary, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Dum-dum pops. They're in my purse. And you cannot talk with you have a sucker in your mouth. It makes kids happy. So that's my secrets of the symphony for young moms, if you're out there. My kids are a little older now, so they can sit through a symphony. But I started them young, so they love it.
Well, you definitely want to go to the show this Sunday afternoon. It's at 2:30 at the Quincy Junior High School. The great thing about this is it's the whole season is called Scenic Journeys. This particular concert is called Natural Wonders. The Lark Symphony or something like that is being performed. A brand new piece that's only 4 minutes long that is being premiered here in Quincy for the first time by the symphony. And then, of course, Dvorak's New World Symphony number 9.
A great one.
Which is absolutely fantastic. So if you want to buy your individual tickets, you can get them at the door, $18 for adults, $15 for seniors. You can just pick them up at the door, 2:30 on Sunday afternoon at the Quincy Junior High. But then if you decide, hey, this is such a great deal, I want to turn this in and get a season ticket, they will credit you the money you spent on one ticket. And like I said, there are 6 major and 4 others. So that you're getting, it's just amazing how inexpensive.
Yeah.
It's a big value. So it starts this Sunday at 2:30 at Quincy Junior High School. Not a bad seat in the house, but get there early just because of parking. So that's something. Arts Fest is coming up.
Yeah, Art Fest at Quincy Arts Center is this weekend. Pretty excited about this one, guys. It looks like we might have a little rain on deck for the weekend, so we are keeping an eye on that. Most of the activities will be moved indoors if that's the case. It's supposed to be a hands-on experiential time at the Quincy Arts Center, and they're bringing in all kinds of cool activities. They'll have painting, and they'll have some clay, and they'll have some different participatory things. They've got performers all day long. Arts Quincy is sponsoring the Beats Arts Academy, so we're actually sponsoring a dance troupe to come in and do a cool dance, hip-hop dance. They might even drag you up on stage and have you do a little bit of dance with them. Really just an opportunity for the community to come out to Quincy Arts Center and experience what they've got going on. The news is that we will be seeing this Art Fest happen in the spring next year. They're going to be trying out a new date, so this might be the last fall one, or maybe we'll do them both. I don't know. Who knows?
That'd be great. They have enough. They got enough volunteers. They've got enough support in the community, so don't miss Art Fest.
1 to 4 this Saturday there at Quincy Arts Center at 15th and Jersey.
Okay. It's very, very close to Rotary Fest, too, so when you're done with one, you can head down to the other one. This always sells out. The Historical Society of Quincy and Adams County, I don't think they could do enough cemetery tours not to sell them out. So we're going to give you a phone number. If you want to go on the cemetery tour, grab a pencil. We're going to give you a phone number to make your reservation because you must register and pay in advance every Saturday in October plus Halloween night at Woodland Cemetery, 1020 South 5th Street. I was driving around Woodland the other day. I had a little time to kill, my husband and I, and we just wanted to go someplace calming and soothing. I got up in a cul-de-sac and couldn't get turned around. I did about a 28-point turn. It was hysterical. But it's just beautiful. It's a great walking tour of the cemetery. You've been a docent for this before. Tell us what happens at the cemetery tours.
Yeah, I have haunted the cemetery a time or two. And I may do it this year too. We're still trying to work that out. But you know, the docents that get to be a part of this get to dress up in period costumes. They partner with Quincy Community Theater to get period costumes, you know, embody some of the folks that are interred out there, or have connections to folks who are interred out there. One of the years they had an arts focus to actually, and I played Nisa McMain, who's a flapper and a socialite, and she was in McCall's magazine and all sort of things. But her family is buried there. She is not, but her family is buried there. So I got to play this character. You've seen people play Civil War generals. You've seen people play just lots of folks that are important in Quincy's history. And I think what people love is you're learning a little bit about the history of the town. You're obviously getting in a little bit of a spooky mood, but the funds from that support the Historical Society's mission all year long to educate the public. So you're doing something good, and you're just having this great experience out in a beautiful setting. Like you said, the earlier tours in the evening are usually right there at the golden hour at sunset. And my favorite part as a ghost out there is to sit there and watch the sunset over the Mississippi River in a beautiful setting, and the trees go just ablaze in orange and yellow. It's just gorgeous. So totally great. And like you said, they generally sell out. So they've got different themes every night. You can check the Historical Society's website for all the details on the themes. There is a music theme this year.
Right. And, on October 12th and 26th,
right,
those Saturday nights, the theme is Musical Spirits. It's going to be the great people who were like Mr. Morrison, I'm sure,
Mr.
might
Morrison,
be there.
Yeah,
from Morrison, you know, that Morrison Auditorium is named after. All the great people who have ties to Quincy that were in the music industry will be represented. And then on October 19th and Halloween night, which is Thursday, October 31st, it's World War II ghosts.
Right.
So it's going to be great. The tickets are $15 each. It's a big fundraiser for the Historical Society. It always sells out. The only way to get tickets is to call and prepay in advance. Call 222-1835. That's 222-1835. They don't open until 10 o'clock in the morning, so don't call right now. But at 10 o'clock this morning, call and get your registration in for the Woodland Cemetery Tours. Very popular. And they're going to have 5 tours this month of October. So they'll sell out very quickly. They can only do 4 seatings or walkings a night.
Right, right.
So, you
and
know.
They do, I would say, too, if you're out there thinking, well, I don't know how far I can walk, the one of the tours, and I have to look which night it is, it might be the first night, has a shortened version for folks who have handicap accessibility needs or just can't walk as far,
okay.
Won't go quite as far back. So,
okay,
check that
sounds
out
great. Whether it's the speaker series with Ryan Roberts from the YWCA this Saturday at 11 at 1515 Main Street with the AAUW, whether it's the Quincy Symphony Orchestra Sunday afternoon at 2:30 concert at Morrison Theater, whether it's Art Fest Saturday from 1 to 4 right there at 1515 Jersey Street and the surrounding areas, or whether it's the Historical Society Woodland Cemetery Tours, it's all happening, and it's all part of Arts Quincy. You can be a member, too. Go to their website and learn how you can sustain that organization. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk with representatives of the Quincy Children's Museum. Boy, are they busy. We are back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Joined today by Chrissy Duran and Amy Peters from the Quincy Children's Museum. And we have them on once a month, and at first I thought, are we going to run out of things to talk about? Boy, that is not true. Chrissy, get that microphone right up to your face.
Good morning.
You can move. No, move the microphone to you.
Okay.
You don't have to sit uncomfortably all morning. let's talk a little bit about what's happening at the museum. First and foremost, kids are back in school now, so your hours are adjusting,
mm-hmm.
but you can have a field trip from your school. Homeschoolers can do it. You can have a birthday party. Talk a little bit about things that are going on all year round.
Yep.
At the Children's Museum.
So we're continuing to book our field trips. We'll be opening up second semester here in just a week, where those classes will be able to come and visit the museum. It's just $4 for students, so those field trips are subsidized, which is incredible. And we've had some generous partners in the past pay for field trips for schools, so that's always something to look forward to. Book birthday parties are booking through the end of December right now. We have one left for October. So if you're interested, get a hold of us quickly. All of those instructions are on our website, QuincyChildrensMuseum.org.
Okay. So field trips, birthday parties, everything is happening. And the fall is here. Tell me about the Moonlight Walk.
Yeah, so Tracy Schlepphorst, she's a huge champion for the Children's Museum. Her books have been featured on the Discovery Trail out there behind John Wood for the last year, and we are excited to be welcoming families back next Friday for the Moonlight Walk at Discovery Trail. So there will be all sorts of different partners there. It is a free event. There's going to be glow sticks. There's going to be some treats. Lots of different activities. I read this morning a glow stick salsa dance party, so can't say that I've ever done that before, but we'll check it off the list next Friday.
Okay, so that's Friday, the Moonlight Walk. Give us that time again.
It is from 6 till 8 p.m. on Friday, October the 4th.
October 4th. 6 to 8 p.m. right there at the museum?
It's actually at John Wood.
John Wood.
In the back on
like
the
on their trail.
On their trail. So that is our Discovery Trail that we have put our storyboard panels up on, and it's really a nice place. It's a 1 mile loop, so pretty family friendly to go out and explore.
You've kind of claimed it.
We John Wood still does an excellent job maintaining it. We've just given people another reason to go out there.
But, you know, it's wonderful because a lot of John Wood students are non-traditional students, and they have children.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, back when I went to college, I wasn't worried about where kids were going to be on my campus. I could care less, and I didn't ever see a child on my campus. But John Wood, plenty of people that are young adults with children can come out and be part of all these activities. So that's
absolutely
great.
Yep.
And of course, the public is always welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween, nothing says kids like Halloween.
I know, there's so many trunk or treats and fun activities going on around town. So we don't have a plan yet for Halloween, but what day of the week? Halloween's on a Thursday.
It's on a Thursday.
Normally our hours on Thursdays, we close at 5. We probably may end up closing a little bit early, but we'll do some things during the day. But
I encourage people to go to trunk or treats.
Yeah, absolutely. We usually try to appear at a couple of those, Clean Restoration and the YMCA. Those are both ones that we've done in the past. Obviously the district, downtown here is always a great one to bring your kiddos to. So you can count on us to be at a few of those. Not 100% sure which ones we'll be at yet. But
well, the district is during the day, and
yep.
It's a nice walk. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it's different than, well, you're still young, but it's so different than when I was a kid. You know, your parents basically, the minute dark fell, I mean, the minute it started to get even slightly dark, you were out the door in your costume, and your parents mm-hmm. might not see you again for 3 hours, and they didn't worry a thing about you. And now that has changed
a little bit
completely. And so a lot of people just don't even do door-to-door trick-or-treating. They go to these organized events, and why not?
Yeah.
You know, that's what they're there for in our community, to be safe. So participate in that as much as you can.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds fantastic. Thanksgiving break, any date time, there's a day off school, like Columbus Day and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
when they have days off school. How does the Quincy Children's Museum handle that?
Yeah, so we are kind of anticipating some of those days, especially around Thanksgiving and the holiday time when you might have family here in town. So we'll be expanding our hours around those holidays so that your families have the opportunity to visit and experience Quincy Children's Museum. On some of those holidays that are like a no school day, so on a Monday that there's no school, we will continue to have our Birth to Five program until noon, but a lot of times what we do is add the afternoon session so that families with school age kiddos can come and play in the museum.
It is always great. That is always a wonderful thing. So the real small ones are still in the morning, but
mm-hmm.
in the afternoon when there's no school on those Mondays,
yep.
The Quincy Children's Museum will be open for you. We're going to take a break right now, head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative, see what's happening up there, and then Chrissy Duran is going to get to speak about whatever it is she came to speak about. And I think there's a big fundraiser that, if I know you, you're probably involved with that.
I'm very excited
you're very
to be
good
here.
Good at helping good causes. 20 minutes away from Fox News at the top of the hour. Stay tuned. We have 15 minutes left before the top of the hour, and it's time to let Chrissy Duran say a few words. And she's a great person who supports the Quincy Children's Museum, which is right around the corner on North 4th Street, just off the corner of 4th and Main. You'll see our radio studios, and then you just walk past the Lincoln Douglas, and pretty much the next after the alleyway, you're right there mm-hmm. at the Quincy Children's Museum. It's not their permanent home, but it's their temporary home, and it's quite adequate for what they're doing now. But they're always looking to build, renovate the space they already have purchased and have right downtown here as well. So tell us what's new and exciting, because I see a twinkle in your eye like you're going to do what you always do and help folks that are not-for-profits raise money.
Yeah, so we are all so excited about this campaign. Our permanent location, we are expanding it and building it, and everything is really, we've over-exceeded, you know, what our plan is, but we're not there yet, and we've got quite a ways to go. This campaign really lets the community and everyone be involved, which truly is, I think, what we have all stood for this whole time. The community really has, starting with our founding 50, they really trusted in us and they paved the way and got us started. And there's just the community outreach and everyone supporting us. So what we're doing is we are going to once again offer the entire community and everyone surrounding a chance to put your lasting legacy on our future building for these children. We're doing a brick campaign, and everyone has the opportunity to purchase a brick. We're selling them for $250. With that, your family or whoever, whatever, you get three lines to put whatever you want on these bricks. These bricks are going to go all around and pave the museum. We're going to build it around the museum. It's really endless what our contractor has told us, which is so exciting. We also have we have two sizes. So we have a traditional red brick. That's the $250 ask. And then we have a sale for a 12 by 12 gray brick, and that is a $1,500 ask. You can put a commercial logo on that, company logo, also your family logo. You really have flexibility on that. We also will offer a memorial option for one of these bricks. But truly, truly, to have your family or your name to be part of this children's museum that I know in my heart is going to be here for 100 years. I mean, the work that Amy and the team and everyone in this community has done so far, I get really emotional about it. So this is everyone's chance truly to be part of it. Right now they're for sale, so $250 for the red brick, $1,500 for the 12 by 12 gray. Also, you have an option to buy a tiny replica mini brick that comes home with you, so that's really great. And then at the first of the year, we're actually going to offer a monthly option. So in 1 year, you actually can pay a little portion every month coming out of your bank account, and in that year, then your brick will be paid for. So we want everyone to have an opportunity to put their name here.
And so it starts now?
Starts now. We've already started selling some bricks, so it's really exciting.
That is exciting. So it starts now. If you want to wait until next year and make it a tax-deductible donation next year, or you can do it this year, whatever you want to do. The Quincy Children's Museum needs you, and these bricks will be a permanent part of the new streetscape and everything that's happening mm-hmm. at the Quincy Museum. I also see a little preview of Tinseltown, a festive fundraiser unlike any other. What is this all about, Chrissy Duran?
Yes, so this is our Christmas party. This is our second year. We host an annual Christmas party. It's the first Friday, December 6th. We are going to be at one event space again. We also have live entertainment. We'll be announcing who that is on this coming Friday. Last year, we truly had the best night. It's a wacky, tacky Tinseltown Christmas party. Everyone has flashing Christmas lights, reindeer antlers, dance your socks off kind of night. And we covered one in tinsel, head to toe. I mean, I was pretty impressed what we were able to do. And it's bigger and better this year. We sold out essentially last year. We could have fit a few more, but we're hoping to fit those few more. But
well, with those reindeer antlers,
I
you've got to have a little bit more headspace.
You have to have a little headspace.
And nothing and worse than tangled tinsel. So
absolutely. And so we have premier seating for that. We've got tickets that come with a seat guaranteed. We've got general admission tickets. There is seating throughout the area, but if you want to be where the entertainment is with the seat, those are the premier. Everyone's going to get the fun necklace. Everyone's going to get the antler ears. Everyone's going to get the dancing sticks. And the dance floor, you never saw it. It was packed. So we're really excited. December 6th, Tinseltown. Those tickets will go on sale later in October. October 18th, Friday.
So a lot of things to raise money, which brings me back to Amy Peters. Where are we? You already have the space identified mm-hmm. where the new Quincy Children's Museum will be, and work is underway there because mm-hmm. I know it is because I go by there and see things happening.
Yep.
But where are we? Is there any kind of timeline yet?
There truly isn't. We are pivoting a little bit as an organization with our plans for the building. Originally, wanting to get all three floors done. Now our goal is really to get that first floor occupied by the museum sooner rather than later. So still, again, hoping for 3 to 5 years. I've been saying that now for a couple of
years.
but that timeline is fluid, and truly it's one of those things that it's going to take our community coming behind us and supporting this, we're doing it right. There's been some concern over doing this renovation of an old building, but it truly, we're just keeping the shell. It's all going to be brand new.
It's probably better built than anything new you can build.
Well,
as long as the shell is in good shape and the foundation's in good shape.
Yeah, and it truly is. We really did our research before we accepted the building, and so everything in the inside, the mechanical, the electrical, the plumbing, all of that fun stuff that it has to be done, and we want to do it right. Hopefully with these kind of events, with the bricks and with our Tinseltown, there'll be an auction at that kind of event that will continue to generate the revenue to keep that project moving forward.
What are the pitfalls of obviously the idea would be to complete all three floors
mm-hmm.
and have it open at one time. Obviously, that could delay opening very mm-hmm. long. What are the pitfalls though of just opening the first floor? Now you're going to have construction going on while you're open.
Yeah. So the goal is that all of that mechanical, all of that stuff will be done. So the third and second floor will have all of that work done. It'll just be the installment of the exhibits, which that really, you know, what we've learned, our original designers that we worked with weren't necessarily local. They were experts in the field of children's museums, but those fabrications of things like a grocery store, they've got price tags of hundreds of thousands of dollars. What we've learned is we've done it here at our space right around the corner, and it's working very, very well. The kids are loving it, and so, we're pivoting a little bit with our investments and our money that we have to be able to create those spaces here with our local contractors, with our local community, and, it might look a little bit different than those original renderings, but we know that the kids and the families will love it. We've heard that from our families that are visiting now. So I truly believe in our board and our organization's ability to get this thing done.
Well, within reason, plagiarism is okay. I mean, let's face it. You can go to children's museums all across the United States and get ideas mm-hmm. of exhibits they have.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you can afford to buy that all box installed,
mm-hmm.
Which might be $250,000,
mm-hmm.
you don't have that.
Right.
But you might be able to get something that's very usable for $25,000 or something like that. And so you have to adapt. And by the way, putting local people to work mm-hmm. and keeping the money locally,
yeah, it's
nobody's going to argue
yeah.
against that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you can call some whiz-bang company
yeah.
that does a dinosaur exhibit,
yeah.
but then the money is in, out in the La Brea tar pits. We
mm-hmm.
want it here in Quincy. So
yeah.
you've been very good about changing your exhibits frequently, mm-hmm. and the old exhibits never really expire.
Right.
They can always be traded back into the new space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't think that our facades that we have in the place right now, I don't think they're going to survive another move. We've actually repurposed those from another museum that closed, and we've done a lot of that. We try to be really good stewards of the funding that we have, and so I think, like I said, I believe in our organization's ability. You come take a look at our second floor right now, and you'll see how we can be innovative and creative. Creativity is one of our core values, and we take that very seriously. And so having those exhibits and things, we can do it. I know we can.
I trust you can, Annie.
Yep.
With the group that you have that helps you, it's absolutely fantastic. If people want more information, the best thing to do is probably visit your website, right?
Yep, absolutely. QuincyChildrensMuseum.org. We're very active on Instagram and Facebook. We do have a TikTok page, which some of my summer staff did some TikToks for us, but I don't update that too often.
That's okay. If they're generic, they'll stand for all time.
Yeah. Right. So.
Okay. So, give us your hours of operation and your address right now.
Yep. So, again, I kind of got to run through every single day of the week. Monday and Wednesdays, we're open 9 to noon for 5 and under. Tuesdays, 9 to noon for all ages. Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 5, Saturdays, 9 to 3:30, and Sundays we're pivoting a little bit with the new school year. So keep an eye on our social media and website for those fall hours.
When I talked to you in May, I think you said that there had been 5,000 visitors to the Quincy Children's Museum. How many visitors have you had now?
Well, I have not done our August numbers yet. We've still been averaging 2,500 visitors a month. I will say September's been a little bit quieter. These kiddos are back in school, but that I anticipate picking back up again as the weather gets a little bit cooler and, as these field trips start coming back up. So we had a little bit of a dip this month, but talking to some other museums, especially, here in Illinois, I meet with them once a month. This is normal. This is to be expected. And the Burr months bring people back. So
there's nothing wrong with having a little bit of a light month.
Yeah.
Your staff needs it.
Yes.
You need it.
Yes.
And every once in a while, we just have to dust the cobwebs.
Yep.
So
September
is the time for that. 2,500 people visiting the Quincy Children's Museum every month.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
Every time I go in there, they're so happy and laughter, and it's really a joy.
Okay. Chrissy Duran, thank you so very much. We'll
thank
look forward
you.
To Tinseltown December 6th at One Event Center. Get your tickets soon for the wacky, tacky delight that it is. Look forward to the Moonlight Walk October 4th, 6 to 8 on the John Wood Trail at John Wood College. Halloween, they'll be out and about. They'll just pop up somewhere, spooky that they are. And look for their website, extra hours around Thanksgiving, around Christmas, and any time that there's a day out of school. Thank you both so very much for being here today.
Thanks for having us.